Does God speak to us through nature? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. My favorite place to write is at a marina in northern Michigan. I can sit there for hours, wind whipping around me, people riding their bikes by me, the boats creaking in the still water. Sometimes I'm writing feverishly, and sometimes I get caught up by the landscape, the pumpkin patch by the pier, the white caps outside the harbor, the billowy clouds or bright sun. Have you ever seen God in nature somewhere? Heard His voice or felt His power? Well, that's what today's Devo leans into. It's called Savior's Breath by Rachel Botig. The wind is a song that echoes free, bringing my Savior close to me. In my soul, I hear Him say, I am here, not far away. The wind is a song that echoes true, singing Christ, my Lord, of you. The living breath is breathed above, defying death and sending love. The wind is a call of brightening hope, though I search in thought and in darkness grope. Through valley deep and mountain steep, in your peaceful rest I'll sleep. The trees they dance for you are near, losing loss and frightening fear. After death you did breathe, and the wind has told it since. Since after death you did breathe, now I can sleep in rest. So let's talk about today's poem a little bit more together. God made everything in nature, and He reveals Himself in so many wonderful ways, including through His creation. Can you think of a time when you felt like God was speaking to you personally through nature? What was that like? When Jesus became human and lived among us, He inhaled and exhaled like we do. Yet, unlike us, He also commanded the very wind, and it obeyed. As we think about the cross, how striking is it that the God of all creation breathed His last? But after 3 days in the tomb, He breathed again. So now everyone who puts their trust in Jesus has the sure hope of new life. We will be raised from the dead at Jesus' return. And in the meantime, we have His Holy Spirit living in us. And the Bible often uses words like wind and breathe when it talks about the Holy Spirit. If you want to dig deeper, read Ezekiel 37 verses 1 through 14. As you and I can read in Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Genesis 2:7, 1 Kings 19:11 through 13, John chapter 3 verse 8, and Acts chapter 2 verses 1 through 4 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you want to dive deeper into God's Word? Well, I encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app on any major Play Store, and you'll check out today's bonus Bible readings in the question portion of today's Devo. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Prince of Peace, the Book of Isaiah, with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.